This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Slacker and Steve.
So when our parents come to visit, we all sort of... we fake some stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
A little bit, you put out that doily that your mom made that you think is stupid, but you want her to feel like you like it.
Right.
Uh-huh. That is sort of the subject of today's great mate debate.
Okay.
We'll get his side and her side. We'll get it straight. It's Slacker and Steve's great mate debate.
We have Grant and we have Morgan, and they are having the... do we fake some stuff when the parents come to town debate? Grant won the coin toss here. Grant?
Yay.
How can we help? What are you going to fake?
So, you know, my mom's coming to town, and my wife and I, we don't really run much of like a, I guess, religious household, but my mom's pretty religious. And and so... basically, what it's going to be is, I told my wife, I was like, when she comes, we're just going to have to do a few things around the house to kind of make it feel like we are still pretty religious, you know, like praying at dinner, you know. it's a few things. We have two boys, and so I'm going to make them say, you know, prayers before they go to bed. And I'll put up
Grant, if you don't ramp that up right now, they're gonna it's going to be obvious they've never done it before.
Uh-huh.
Like grace is, okay.
Yeah.
What else? Are you going to hang a crucifix? Are you going to have, like...
yeah.
Of rosary prominently. I had that out.
I mean, this is not the first time that I've done this. I mean, when she visited me way back when I was in grad school, in college and stuff, you know, I have like these old framed pictures of Jesus that I'll put up. One in the kitchen, I'll put one in our bedroom, and then one in the living room as well. And then, like, you know, it's fine. And then I'll tell the boys, I'll kind of give them the lowdown. And then she, you know, my mom can kind of be there with them for a little bit. I don't think of it as much of a big deal. But my wife is giving me some pushback right now.
Okay, well, just how long will your parents be here? Your mom, everybody, how long is this going to last?
Oh, just like a week and a half.
Okay.
Okay.
Week and a half. It's kind of a long time.
Yeah. So in your scenario, before we get Morgan's side of this, it's better to you to have your entire family live alive and have an honest conversation with your parents?
Yes.
Okay.
No, I mean, I absolutely get it. I'm on your side, kind of, because I like...
No. I get it. Listen, this woman raised me. She's an amazing person. I respect her so much. I have tried many times to have a sit down conversation with her about maybe, you know, straying or having a difference of opinion with this. It is just a part of her and a part of her personality that I cannot shake.
Yep.
That she does not want to shake. And instead of antagonizing her while the entire time that she's, you know, in our house, I just want to make her feel comfortable.
Nice.
And have it just be as copacetic as possible.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
And,
okay.
Let's get Morgan's side of this. Morgan?
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Yeah.
Why do you hate religion, Morgan?
No. I just really don't want our family to pretend any more to make my mother-in-law happy. Like, it just makes no sense. You know, like, I'm an atheist. I'm very spiritual, but that doesn't mean I'm religious, you know? Like, I understand, you know, the universe and, you know, being good and everything like that, but, like, hanging up crosses of Jesus, like, she gave us one for our wedding, and, you know, we have to put it out whenever she comes to visit, and yeah. I'm just sick of that. And, like, I just don't want to show our boys that that we have to put on a show to be accepted by other people, you know, like, especially relatives, their grandma, you know, and I just think it's our house and our rules. When we go to visit her, sure, we can pray around the table. But, like, we don't do that. We don't say grace. We don't say an evening prayer. Like, we don't read Bible stories. And, like, I won't stop her from, you know, saying her prayer or you know, watching a mass on TV. Like, my grandma used to do that when she couldn't go out of the house anymore. Like, I won't stop her from her own religion. But I don't want to put that on us and our kids anymore. It's just like, it's such a lie.
But is it really that much to ask to stay in the will? I mean, come on. You gotta.
Why does it have to boil down to money for you yourself? I don't think it's that much to ask to make her feel better, but it.
Comfortable?
But you're.
Welcome?
It's the having your kids lie is where it starts to get.
Trust me, don't think it's fun.
So I was on Grant's side. I'm like, it's fine. Like, just hang up a couple of crosses, say grace. It's not a big deal. But the kids, it's true. You're exhibiting that they have to change in order to be accepted by their own family.
But they'll have fun.
Right.
They'll be playing a role.
And so, like,
they have a script.
Yeah. You know, we used to do it before the boys were old enough to understand, but now they're understanding, like, the lies. Like, they understand lies now, you know? They're getting a little bit older, and now it's like,
more,
I mean, should more, we keep, this is not Christian to go this way, you know?
But, okay, so your boy, okay, it's the grace is when you're going to get caught, I think, but guys, we're going to get a jury in here for you. I don't know that there's going to be a lot of people saying, yay, have your kids lie, but at the same time, I lied a lot when I was like,
yep.
My parents, when we did,
sure.
Oh, look, there's the vase that grandma loves or whatever. And like, it's on the table every day. It's like, we only got it out when she came over. We hated that.
Did you find that lying as a family brings you closer together as a family?
It's
a common goal.
Yes, I mean, there's no great hiking is for suckers.
Right.
Lying.
Telling a lie together. Bond forever.
But could they just put the crosses up? If you don't make the kids lie, it's like, and what if you just have the kids saying what they're thankful for? That's sort of grace. Sort, I mean, you don't have to do the whole bless us, O Lord, and these, I guess, whichever.
I see him with monk haircuts and the robes.
They're always yarmulkes.
Yes, all
get
that.
Them like,
What happens if they don't and they get caught? So then, butt hurt grandma, she'll get over it, right? Or no? Or what happens?
You've known religious people, they don't get over much. Do you know what I mean? I feel like my mom, when I sort of stopped going to church, she was...
But hurt.
She takes it personal.
Yes.
Offensive.
Deeply hurt for years, as if she's failed as a parent to not instill her faith in you.
So it's the disappointment you must suffer, not necessarily like she'll smack you or...
And I'm sure that's what Grant is worried about, is disappointing her, you know?
There's another side to this. Grant's probably also worried. If Morgan's the big old atheist... It's all going to come down on her.
It is.
She's
going to
be like, he was into God before he met you, you little atheist hussy.
You're right. That could drive.
It could be a wedge.
Jesus could be a wedge.
I'm just going to leave that right there. All right. You guys need to pick a side. Do they fake being religious or not when the in-laws come? Becky?
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on her side. I really truly think he needs to be true to who he is and not worry about what mom thinks. I converted to Judaism when I got married, and my mom, I grew up Christian, and my mom was very disappointed about it. And we've been married for 4 years now, and she's coming around. She's accepting who we are and our religion and our house and how we're raising our kids. And I don't think that would happen if I pretended.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you got to rip the Band-Aid off right out of the box and then hope and pray. Oh, pray. Yeah. That
it's funny how often those little legs come up. But you couldn't even fake it. Could you hang a picture of Jesus in your Judaism house?
I mean, I could humor her and put up a Christmas tree because we do celebrate the holidays with my parents. So we honor the Easter and the Christmas traditions and stuff. But, you know, I could put up a Christmas tree in my house or I could hang a cross or whatever. But that's not being true to the religion in the house. And we decided that we're going to keep our religion in our house and my parents' religion in theirs. And that's just how it's going to go.
Nice.
All good right. for you. Thank okay. you for the call, Becky. Sheeran.
Sheeran, yeah.
Yeah.
Whose side are you on?
So I'm on the Lion side.
Oh, yeah. Grant's side. Why?
So I grew up with two sets of grandparents. One set's Hindu, one set's Catholic. Oof. And my parents didn't want us to choose, so they just let me and my brother choose how we wanted to go.
Nice.
But we had to play those games the whole time. We'd go to church. We'd go to temple all the time. And my brother and I made a game of it for the most part. we knew that it was a lie and that we were just kind of like keeping grandparents happy. But we also knew that you take losses for family sometimes. So.
I mean, that's the thing. We're all making, like, when you boil it down and go, you're teaching your children to lie. Your children lie already. Take it from me. They start lying at, like, it's a ridiculous age where they learn to lie.
Yeah, they learn from their parents pretty young.
It's not from us, but, like, and little white lies, like, you look great in that top. You look, you don't look fat in those, like, I don't know if this falls into the little white lie, but it's like, yes, we believe in God. Just for 10 days.
Big white lie. You said that about my top way too quick.
I did, and I did make eye contact with you. It is. It's a great top.
Wow.
Let's get one more in here and tell you what the verdict is. Lexi?
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
So, I apologize. I don't remember the name. But I think they don't need to fake being religious. If the in-laws suggest praying before dinner or something like that, or like ask them to go to church with them, like, sure, why not? But like, why fake being religious? Like, your family is who you are. Like, just be the way you are, you know?
Yeah, but that's boring.
No, but can I just say this? Can I, Grant, have you been telling her this whole time that you're religious?
I mean, I omit a few things here or there, you know, I try to, I don't know. Yeah. Basically the easy answer is she does think that we are kind of religious, but she doesn't see, I inflate it.
It's doubly bad then, because not only are you not religious, she's going to find out on this trip you're not religious. She's also going to find out that you've been lying this entire time.
That's why we can't let Grandma know.
I lean more towards Grant at that point.
Right, ride the lie.
I hate that it's you. But here's the thing. Our opinion doesn't matter. It's the listeners. And by a 2-1 margin, Morgan wins.
Uh-oh.
So,
Grant. You're going to have to talk to Mom.
Grant.
Do you guys want to do it for me?
No! No!
Hard pass.
would the better play to be, though, to tell... I'd tell her before she gets here. Like, you got to call and say...
Let the kids tell her.
We got some bad news. Thank you guys for
Thank
coming
you
on.
Guys.
Great mate to be.
Yeah.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice. And anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.